There are many people that tout a variety of diet plans. We may have a new idea to add to the list. When you hear the story of the Edna G. tugboat, you realize just how much weight a person might drop when things go awry. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
It's a small ship with a mighty story.
The Edna G. tugboat has long been an icon for the city of Two Harbors. It's owned by the city of Two Harbors. Of course, they bought it off the railroad company for a dollar. We currently operate it as a museum, a floating museum.
Mel Sando shares the story from the tugboat here in Two Harbors, Minnesota.
It was built in 1896. It was one of the most powerful tugs at the time. The original superstructure was wood, and it was rebuilt with a steel one during World War I when the United States government commandeered it, took it out of the harbor, made it go to the West Coast, and they were used for shipping operations.
The tug saw a lot of life on Lake Superior.
It was the last steam-fired tug on the Great Lakes. It was retired in 1981, made its last tow. It was a powerful little tug, 1,000 horsepower, has a prop on it that's 9 feet across.
Mel has many stories he loves to share about the historic tugboat. One is about a short trip that lasted much longer than the crew had planned.
They went out to bring a ship in that had lost its prop, and they were coming in and they got stuck out there in a gale. The firemen who had to shovel the coal, they didn't have auto feeders in there and stuff, had to shovel the coal, lost 15 pounds that day. They figure he shoveled about 8 tons of coal.
The tugboat is today on display at the waterfront, the exact location where it spent most of its working days. Traveling the countryside in Two Harbors, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.